shall now proceed with our business for the day. But before we do that, can we take a quick round of introduction so that we know whom we are speaking to? My name is Dorota Modibe, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Children and Persons with Disabilities. My name is Marana Tlage, the member of the committee.
Good morning, Per Peterson Maduna, a member of the committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Connie Liemu, a member of the portfolio committee.
Morning, I'm Tia Bolsa. I'm also a member of the committee.
Morning, I'm Cecilia Di Cedeno, also a member.
Morning, everybody. It's Colin Lucy, my name, member of the committee.
Morning, everybody. Alan Mula, member of the committee.
Well, good morning. My name is Grace Tiger, the member of the committee.
Good morning. My name is Maria Solomon from the acting committee.
Good morning, I'm Catherine from the Research Committee.
Good morning, Crystal Levender, all the Research of the Committee.
Good morning, Vernon Plainfield from PNG.
Hi, good morning, I'm Clayton Anthony from the Department of Communications.
Hi, my name is Clayton Anthony, I'm from the Department of Communications. I want to have a few assistant in the legal application. The following to Officer for the Department of Communication.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
from the Department of Communication, a disability directorate in GDYC. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Funa Gazi, an interim DOC in GDYC section.
Good morning, I'm Farhan Osman, the Chief Director of Strategic Planning and Monitoring at the Department of Communications.
Good morning, I'm Peggy Sifanogo. I'm the Acting Chief Director for Gender, Disability, Youth and Children, Department of Communications.
Morning, I'm Fred Mutambi. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on Communication.
Sorry for the abbreviation. The DOC is the Department of Communication.
Thank you. Let me again say we all welcome to this meeting. I hope that we are all clear about the purpose of this meeting, whereby we as the Portfolio Committee have engaged the civil society, NGOs, and all other stakeholders through the public hearing on the implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And it is from those public hearings that we were able to gather information, issues regarding, concerns, regarding the challenges that
we are still faced with in terms of the implementation of this convention. And we have since been meeting with different departments, which irrespective of those, you know, concerns, so that they can be able to respond to those, you know, issues that were raised during the public hearing. And we had taken a very firm, you know, decision in this committee to say that we would really want decision makers from the department to come and do a presentation, because we don't want people who are still going to go back, you know, to report, but we want, you know, those who will take decisions, because we are quite aware that, you know, these conventions are not taken very seriously, they are not being implemented. That is why we had sought to take these resolutions, whereby we expect those decision makers to be here. And before we proceed, we shall then allow Nadia to give us, you know, the apologies.
Okay, good morning. I've got one apology from a member, Ms. Wanda Medeford from the IFP. And there's also an apology from the Minister of Communications that actually indicated that she said only that the cabinet meeting today is unable to attend, and also the DG for Communications the same people.
So those are the apologies that we have received. We are aware that on Wednesday there is a cabinet meeting where the minister is expected to attend. So, without wasting any time, shall we then proceed?
Okay, thank you.
Honorable Lamon?
Apology for the member of the DA, Mori. Honorable Mori, excuse me.
Okay, thanks. Okay, over to you.
Okay. Thanks, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, for the opportunity. And as requested by the committee, the department has prepared a presentation on the with regards to the progress made with regards to the implementation of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and as requested, a specific focus on the promotion of the usage of sign language. And I think it must be noted that the team consists of the content expert and the actual implementers. So what we will provide to you is general progress made in this regard, as well as looking forward to taking through the committee recommendations for implementation going forward. I think I assume that all members have hard copies of the presentation as well, which was circulated. What I'll do is I'll hand over to Becky Sisa and over the acting chief director of GDYC. The actual chief director is currently abroad on an official trip, so we have the acting chief director here who will then take us through the presentation, after which we'll welcome questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to quickly take the members through, am I audible? Okay. Just to quickly take the members through the presentation outline, I will briefly highlight the purpose of our presentation, some background, including the ratification of the convention, and the Department of Communications response to the ratification of the convention, and also zoom into the articles that are relevant to the Department of Communications mandate, and some brief discussion on those articles, just to give context in terms of the entry point for the department in terms of responding to the convention. And we will touch in on the key aspects of the disability mainstreaming strategy that the department has recently developed, both as a response to the convention, but also to guide our interventions in terms of disability mainstreaming. We will also update the portfolio committee on interventions as guided by the strategy, as well as a summary of the implications of the convention for the Department of Communications, as well as a brief conclusion. I will not go through the purpose of the presentation because I think, Madam Chair, you highlighted during the purpose of the meeting, and Mr. Osman also gave context to why we're here to give the presentation. Madam Chair, I will request the committee just to endow us where possible, because we would want to highlight the role that the department has played in the convention processes, just to highlight how seriously as department we have been taking this process, and also to give background in terms of what has informed our understanding and our current approach to the implementation of the convention. Basically, if you look at the standard rules on the equalization of opportunities for people with disabilities that were adopted by the UN General Assembly in 1992, most of the members might be aware that as much as it initiated a process for the creation of measures for the improvement of the quality of life of persons with disabilities, but you would understand that it was not a binding document, and hence it created problems with the implementation, which then led to the resolution in 2001 that established the ad hoc committee to look at the proposals on a more binding approach. I will not go through most of the background because I'm sure most of the members are aware of. But I will just highlight where the department got involved. For instance, we were involved through the then status of the Disabled Persons Office, and were nominated and facilitated the Africa's group input into the draft convention, and we prepared the South Africa position paper through that participation. And that also led to consultative meetings, representatives of disabled persons organizations and interdepartmental collaboration committee on disability, staff team which was then established. And our department, Madam Chair, was very instrumental in influencing the discussion. And our entry point was on inclusive issues of ICT accessibility. But our mind in the department is around the promotion of ICTs. And the department was one of the department represented in the task team, and we're also actively involved in drafting of and the discussions of the articles of the convention. And you would agree with me, Madam Chair, that the convention is very clear in terms of what needs to be done, and we feel as the department we contributed to that so as to ensure that it's clear in terms of what needs to be done and what is expected of state parties and institutions. Well, the treaty was signed in 2007. I'm trying to just skip through some of the background that doesn't necessarily highlight our involvement per se. But maybe if I could go to slide 9 and indicate that as a response to the ratification of the convention by the South African government, the department conducted a situational analysis on the disability mainstreaming in the work of the department and its state-owned enterprises. During the 2007 and 8 financial year, and one of the critical matters that was identified in this analysis was lack of access to crucial information that would assist persons with disabilities to understand the role and the work of the department. You will see that, Madam Chair, that has also influenced the approach in drafting the disability mainstreaming strategy that the department has recently finalized. I will immediately go to the articles that are relevant to the work of the department, which would be Article 9 that speaks to accessibility. And as you would read, we have tried to hold the aspects where our mandate is directly implicated in the article. But if you look at the first bullet of Article 9, to enable persons with disabilities to live independently and participate fully in all aspects of life, state parties shall take appropriate measures to ensure persons with disabilities to ensure access to persons with disability on equal basis with others, to physical environment, to transportation. But then there comes the part that is directly related to the work of the department, which is to information, which is access to information and communication, including information and communication technologies and systems. I will just jump to the third one, which speaks of information, communication, and other services, including electronic services and emergency services. Still on Article 9, basically this article obligates member states of the UN to ensure accessibility to various aspects of society, such as transport, physical buildings, and information communication technologies. And the department has been playing a critical role in the implementation specifically to Article 9. Again, the point that speaks directly to our work is that one of promoting access for persons with disability to new information and communication technologies and systems, including the internet. The next one would be to promote the design, development, production, and distribution of accessible information and communication technologies and systems at an early stage so that these technologies and systems become accessible at a minimum cost. The next article, Madam Chair, that is also relevant to the work of the department is Article 21, which speaks to freedom of expression and opinion and access to information. And again, going to the parts that are relevant to the department is that in the bullet reading, providing information intended for the general public to persons with disabilities in accessible formats and technologies appropriate to different kinds of disabilities in a timely manner and without additional cost. And the next one that also speaks to our mandate is the second bullet on the slide, which is urging private entities that provide services to the general public, including through internet, to provide information and services in accessible and usable formats for persons with disabilities. And the next one, which is to encourage the mass media, including providers of information through the internet, to make their services accessible to persons with disabilities. Madam Chair, having gone through those articles that have direct implications to the work of the department, we have indicated that we embarked on a situational analysis and we have held a series of consultative processes with relevant stakeholders within the disability sector towards the development of the disability and ICT strategy. And the disability and ICT strategy, Madam Chair, is a guiding document to the department on how to mainstream disability into its core business of quality development and program implementation, but as well as to provide guidance to our state-owned enterprises as well as the broader ICT sector as a whole, so as to achieve synergy and common understanding within the sector in terms of how can we best tackle the issue of disability mainstreaming. The development of the strategy was completed in 2008-09 financial year, and it was approved by the top management of the department in March 2009. I'm sure you are now then curious in terms of what's the nature of this strategy that we're talking about. Maybe if I could just highlight the key aspects of the strategy. The strategy lobbies for the establishment of the National ICT Accessibility Forum, which will comprise of key role players within the ICT sector, including the industry ICT industry role players, our SOE representatives, and representatives from the disability sector. And the role of this forum will be to advise the department on the implementation of the strategy, but we also want to use the forum to coordinate interventions that would be developed in response to the strategy. The strategy further emphasizes on the need to provide capacity building to the disability sector on opportunities that exist within the ICT sector, and to raise awareness amongst the state-owned enterprises and industry players on disability mainstreaming. And we are hoping to support the promotion of self-representation and participation of persons with disabilities on key strategic discussions and even within the general ICT sector. The strategy further seeks to facilitate access to resources for disability mainstreaming within the ICT sector through the allocation of meaningful budget to state-owned enterprises and projects aimed at inclusion of persons with disabilities in the ICT sector. The strategy also promotes that the department ensures that from a process point of view, the issue of access by persons with disability is addressed through alternative formats such as sign language interpreters, providing of large print for those who are partially sighted, and braille for those who are blind. That also includes audio copies of all the information. And Madam Chair, we also want to bring to the attention of the committee that the department takes issues of disability, women, children and youth very seriously. That in as early as 2006, we had this TIC directorate established, which is located within the Director General office. And you will recall that most of the key players within those sectors have always been lobbying that those units should be located at high decision-making level. And we were amongst the very first few departments to have heeded the call. And the DOC has ensured that disability mainstreaming is included in its strategic plan of the department annually, and you can trace that to as back as 2003. We have a dedicated, allocated budget for disability mainstream, although, Madam Chair, it's a bit limited, and it's included in the overall budget of the GDYC Chief Directorate. But we are of the idea that at least there is direct provision of resources for the department to ensure disability mainstreaming. The DOC has completed a comprehensive situational analysis, which I've spoken to earlier, which has then also informed the drafting of the strategy. And Madam Chair, we have been very influential in critical summits or international gatherings that affect issues of ICT, such that we have participated and played a leading role in ensuring that the outcomes of the World Summit on Information Society, shortly known as WISIS, which was hosted in 2003 and 2005 respectively, that there are specific action lines that speak to issues of accessibility to persons with disability. And the department also hosted the Pomona Conference on Disability Mainstreaming and ICTs in 2005, which brought together over 500 delegates with disabilities to craft a South African position, which was then used to influence the 2005 second sitting of WISIS. And the department also supported the National Accessibility Portal, and they have developed a prototype for an electronic note taker, which provides services of speech to text and vice versa. Although due to limited funding, we are still hoping that this gadget can be manufactured. And Madam Chair, our digital migration policy that seeks to change our broadcast infrastructure from analog to digital, we have ensured as the Chief Directorate that it has a specific focus on ensuring better access to broadcasting platforms and programs by consumers with disabilities, especially the deaf and the blind persons, where technologies like subtitling are made possible by the written knowledge. And our state-owned enterprise, which is USASA, has developed a number of ICT centers that are accessible to persons with disabilities, and it has recently reviewed the definitions for the terms of universal access, underserved areas, and needy persons to facilitate easier access by persons with disabilities to ICT centers as well as services. Our training SOE, which is the NEMISA, the National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, we have also ensured that it also does provide training to persons with disabilities within the broadcasting field. And the department has also participated in a training program of the Institute for the Deaf on their program on accessible and assistive technology for persons that are hard of hearing and deaf. The department is considering a partnership with the Institute to strengthen this program as part of the implementation of the disability and ICT strategy. This will also respond to Article 9, which also speaks of accessibility. In 2007, the department hosted the National E-Accessibility Symposium, and the focus of the symposium was on employment and ICTs, and we held that in partnership with the FET colleges in the Eastern Cape. And as part of the seminar implementation, the department also exposed 10 young people with disabilities to the working environment at DOC for a week. We were hoping that would trigger interest within the opportunities that exist within the ICT sector, as well as for them to understand more the work of the department. In 2008, the department, in collaboration with the Maraca Institute at the CSIR, presented on the National Accessibility Portal, and this was on the side event on ICT accessibility at WCSA. The department also hosted a seminar in ICT for Rural Women and Disabled Women in 2008 in Northern Cape, where we gave them opportunities to share the challenges they face in an attempt to access or when they are seeking to access ICT. The department has developed this strategy that we have spoke about. And Madam Chair, just to quickly move to the implications of the convention to the DOC, even though I'm sure members are starting to get an understanding on what would be some of the implications for the department. But we are of the view that some of the implications is that we need to review ICT policies and promulgation, specifically to incorporate important provisions of the treaty in as far as accessibility is concerned, and also the capacitating of state-owned enterprises as they are the service delivery arm of the department. We need to capacitate them enough such that they're able to implement the provisions of the convention, including areas like those that include ensuring universal access, universal design, and universal services. The consideration of the convention on programs such as infrastructure development and service delivery of the core products and services. In terms of regulation and monitoring issues, including the development of minimum accessibility standards for persons with disabilities, these include, amongst others, broadcasting, internet-based services, access to emergency services, etc. And then we also have to look at funding and budgeting by each and every directorate within the department, because our approach to disability is mainstreaming, which means that every unit would have to consider how the issues of disability are included in their daily work. And also, we want to put in place proper reporting requirements on process, on progress, to support the reporting to the UN on the Convention on the Rights of the Persons with Disabilities. Madam Chair, in conclusion, I think it's important for the committee to note that the department has adopted an approach of mainstreaming, as I've earlier indicated, when it comes to disability, and we want to mainstream that in all the department functions, and hence that is currently evident in our strategic plan. And Madam Chair, for the current financial year, the department will be implementing two critical programs, one of them which would be the ICT accessibility program that includes facilitating web accessibility by persons with disability, and the second one would be the access to broadcasting program, which will include facilitating access to television and radio by persons with disabilities. And obviously that will then imply that we will have to work closely with the SABC. The issue of funding still remains a major constraint, as well as human resource capacity within the Chief Directorate in terms of supporting this mainstreaming. But there are interventions to address that. For instance, the finalization of the organizational structure, we're hoping that will then respond to the issues of human resource capacity. And the department is committed in facilitating access to, as well as the usage of ICTs by persons with disability in an accessible environment where the persons with disabilities are not merely consumers of the products that exist within the ICT space, but we also want them to be producers as well of the technology, as well as for them to contribute in the ICT sector even if it means them contributing to the very production of that technology. So we value the contribution that the persons with disabilities can make in the ICT sector. Madam Chair, that would be briefly our contribution as the department in a number of years in an attempt to respond to the convention, as well as that of ensuring that the convention does speak clearly to the issues of persons with disabilities and clearly defining the issues of accessibility, which we hope it will help our work as well as that of our stakeholders when we're engaging with them. And from my side, Madam Chair, thank you very much.
So let me thank you also very much for your presentation. And say that I think in the future it will be very helpful, you know, to explain all the acronyms that you have here, because we are not, you know, very literate when it comes to, you know, being familiar with acronyms. So I think in future, if we have an acronym, just have, you know, explain it on the side. Although I see some here that are in brackets, has been, but it's not all of it. Yeah. And then let me say that, you know, it's unfortunate that when we talk about, you know, persons with disabilities, we always have a constraint, you know, on the budget, which actually shows that, you know, these vulnerable groups, you know, are not yet, you know, taken seriously as part of the society. They are always taken as being half. And I think in terms of, you know, the convention, it actually, you know, teaches us that we must view these people as full persons and not as half. So that even when we come to the budget, must view it that way, so that they are like any other persons, and that is the starting point. That is why it is important, you know, to raise awareness or on them when it comes to the budget. But I don't want to take much of the time. I would like to give this opportunity to members just to engage with the and perhaps I should just raise one question of the, you know, 2% target deployment. If you can just share with us as to where are you in terms of that. And if it's in your employment, just tell us the areas in which those, you know, persons with disability are working in terms of positions. Honourable members, this is your opportunity to comment and questions. I have noted Reverend I know Reverend Lamul. Honorable Lamul, Honorable Chitele, Honorable Chitasin, and Honorable, your surname, please? Sorry, Member Motabi, in that order.
I'm also going to start off, you know, most of the departments that comes before this committee. I want to thank you for the presentation. Though some of it seems to be outdated, because if you are referring back to 2005, 2007, 2008, 2009, we are in the year of 2012. And we would like to know, we'd rather like to know what has been achieved since then, since 2005 up to 2012. That is what we as a committee would really love to hear. My major concern is also the challenge that remains with the budget. And it's not only your department. Most of the departments coming before this committee have this budgetary complaint.
the budget is not sufficient and they cannot accommodate. Disabled people cannot be different to abled people or persons. So why are we doing this to our disabled persons? And it keeps on and on and on. If you knew in 2005 that you will be having budgetary constraints, 7 years down the line, something could have been done to at least see to the problem, or to at least lift out the problem and to make things better for our disabled persons. And then my next question was also on the percentage of disabled persons are taken up in the department. The other one that was of concern to me was, are you reaching, surely you have also set goals for the department to reach where disabled persons are concerned. Did you reach any of these goals? You're speaking of a strategic plan. I would like to copy this committee, a copy of your strategic plan that you have in place for disabled persons. And then, what was the other one now? The convention, you say the convention is clear on what needs to be done and is expected of such institutions. And truly, they are extremely clear. But implementing, complying with issues on the articles affecting the department, how did you do concerning implementation of these articles? Because it seems to me people really just don't implement what the article says. And as I say, the main reason for this is budgetary constraints. And then, it was how did you implement? You know, it was rather sad that just yesterday I spoke to a lady, partially impaired person. And in 2012, she still mentioned that she cannot read the prints, even on TV. It is just too small, and she cannot read. She can help herself in so many ways. But the print in which things come up on the screen, or even on IT, she cannot read. She cannot read. It is just too small, and it is just unaccessible. Yeah, let me stop there for a while. I'll come up with another question. What has been done to at least help these people to read and to pass and parcel of the program? Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. It seems that Honorable Lamola has mentioned some of the things, but I also feel that it concerns or it pains me when it comes to disabled people that we only talk of something with a low cost or something with not very expensive. I don't know if you feel that you deserve that, because when you want to do whatever you do with the budget, you rather say and look for the money, not to say to create something at a low cost. It is only for the disabled people. And I have a question to share that. How many people do you have in your class who are disabled? At least if you can give us the number of the people who are senior positions who are disabled. And I discovered that you made mention of the department. Is it only for the office? How do you go about in the rural areas as media? Because I'd like to know how are you promoting your sign languages in the SSD, because that's part of your life. And the other one that I wanted to make mention of was the 2% that the chair has mentioned. How far, what's the status of the 2% target that you have given? If you can tell us, what is it? Where do you stand with that one? And then the other question that I'd like to ask Jefferson that I would raise there. What are you doing as department to ensure persons with disabilities have access to programs and services that you render? Like, for instance, let me tell you something that I observed in the book. The Olympics.
there was nothing for the deaf to know what is happening in the Olympics, both the Olympics. That's the question that I would like to know. And then the, can you break down the information that's accessible for the disabled that you have in your department? Because as far as I'm from a Northwest province, the disabled people they know nothing at all about what's happening in South Africa. But I think SDOG, you have to have means to, like the book, the television, for those that have, you can just explain to us, give us a breakdown on what you are doing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I also want to thank them for the presentation, though really from their presentation itself, I'm not really happy, really, disability is not being taken seriously yet. Because looking at in page 21, where the department hosted a seminar in ICT for rural women, how many women were there? It's not even being said yet. And it was in 2008. We're in 2012 now. What's really going on? Why all this gap, really? I don't understand what's going on now. And how many women attended this seminar anyway, then in 2008? And here, that last bullet there, you're speaking about the strategy which has been endorsed by top management, that 2009 too. Men which were still in awaiting to be approved by the executive, the final signing part of it. Is it done already? I just need clarity. Thank you, Chair. I'll stop there. For maybe the last one, Chair, before I stop. This one, how is PANSAL promoting South African Sign Language? What awareness initiatives are being implemented? If not, why not? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to start on page 15 of the presentation, the disability and ICT strategy that was adopted in March 2009. We are now seated in 2012. Can the department kindly highlight to us the strategies that have gone as far in implementing the strategy? I think we'd like to know that based on what we've just listed in page 16. If you can take us from bullet by the bullet to say this is how far we have got in implementing the strategy, I think it can maybe give us comfort seated here as members of the portfolio committee. Yeah, it's up to page 17. You must take us through one by one and highlight your achievements in implementing the strategy because you said it has been highlighted. And the way you've presented us the full legislation up to its director level, I think that's a cause for concern that you need to take through on that one. Yeah, on page 18, the last bullet there, you said that you have completed a comprehensive situational analysis on disability and non-clinic within the SOE, and that study was done by people with disability themselves. The question now is, I want to understand, what were the outcomes of the study, and can you also kindly update us but how the department has gone through in implementing it, or is it another document that is gathering dust somewhere? We need to get it better satisfied. Another one is on page 19. The last first bullet, you have said you hosted the World Summit 2005. It's linked to the question of what the Honorable Peterson has said is, I'm really concerned about the timeline to sit in. Since 2005, the world of information society has developed. What has the department done? And then just to say, for instance, those two summits that you've held, I believe there were outcomes of that summit, and then there were things that need to be done. How far has the department gone on implementing those things? And then the other bullet deals with the issue of the digital migration policy that is there. We've seen that, ne? And then you've indicated that the technologies like subtitling, you've heard the concern raised by Honorable Lamul there to say the subtitles appear to be too little. And then my question again is, you have to deal with communities that are also illiterate. Communities that cannot read and write, that subtitles, it doesn't address the disabled people in entirety. What are all those other ones that I cannot read, those that cannot see? How do you ensure that they are also covered in terms of that service? And then the next page, on page 20, the Usasa one, luckily enough, I've done oversight on the part of the portfolio committee, and then it was one of our interests. I've never seen any center that you're referring to that is accessible to people with disabilities. Maybe now you can give us the figures and tell us exactly which center that you are responsible and what is written on paper. Which centers are you in particular referring to? Then I will be keen to go and look at that center. Whenever I do my overall, my colleagues are also agreeing that we go and see those centers rather than. And then with regard to the issue of the NEMISA issue, you are saying it's providing training for in broadcasting for people with disabilities. You see, I would like them to be quantified. We have the best politician who are interested in all the figures and the outputs. So you need to tell us, say, how many people with disabilities benefited in this. And then I think if you quantify that, at least we are comfortable, then we are fine with the report as it is. Chairperson, I think my second last item is just to re-emphasize what Honorable Peterson has raised on page 21, the time frame issues. It seems as if we have got more bodies in that section. And then I can't see any progress because the things that can highlight it in 2012. You made mention of things that happened in 2007-2008. I'm really concerned what has been happening throughout this year. It's an area of concern to me. I've got the last thing. It's on page 24. You see, your second bullet. You're telling us about the two critical programs that you said you're going to implement this financial year. Today we are sitting in the last, this is the last month of the second quarter of this financial year, that's September, and then we are only left with two quarters. Can you give us the progress? This is a mid-term report to say this is what we've done in terms of this that we are referring to. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Leila and Honorable Lamont, and then I will go out. Thank you. Just on the last question, I remember, I would like the department to identify or to tell us what percentage up till now was also spent on programs for disabled persons, seeing that you are referring to programs. And then on page 20, the Honourable Member has asked, where are these institutions providing training and broadcasting for people with disabilities? Are these institutions or training centres also established in rural areas? Because, you know, the rural areas are just forgotten, and that is actually where most of our disabled persons are. If we have complaints of people living in towns, in big metros, if they are complaining about you, what more can those in the rural areas say? And then, also on the Northern Cape, and there was a question on that one, I would like to say, seeing that, and this costs the department money to implement a seminar that you had for the rural women in the Northern Cape. Did you follow up? Was there any follow-up done on what you had on the seminar? Who monitored and what was the outcomes of that? And then my last question for the chair is, you now only refer to, on page 23, your last bullet, to put in place proper reporting requirements on progress to support reporting to UN on the convention. Why was this not done prior to? Now, what happened in between all these years? In between, did you not submit any reports, or was this not the policy not taken seriously? And is that the reason why you just submit reports to the UN Convention? And these reports are very necessary to be submitted, especially to our country reports that need to go to UN. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, to join other honorable members in taking the department for their presentation. But I'm not convinced too, like any other member or members are indicating. One chair, I just want to add on the question that has been raised by Honorable Peterson on the issue of the seminar which was held in Northern Cape for rural women. What were the findings of the department in that seminar? Do you have any plans for now? Or plans that you want to deal with all the challenges that they've raised in that, the budget thereof, to address all those challenges? And secondly, the on your implications for slide page 22, bullet number one, you say there's a need for ICT policy reviews. But my question says that you have been part in broader consultation with regard to issues on disability, and you have finalized your situational analysis on disability mainstreaming, and further you are waiting for the approval for the strategy for your disability or ICT strategy to be endorsed by the executive, but endorsed it as a top management. But you are saying that you still need to you still need to review your ICT policy. I just wanted clarity on that matter, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. That was a whole basket full of questions, and I'll hand over to yourself to respond.
Okay, thanks, Honourable Members, for the questions. I think between ourselves we will attempt to answer them. However, should there be a need for statistics and actual figures and numbers, if we do not have it at hand, if we could be allowed to provide you with a written feedback on those issues. But what we can answer right now, we will definitely endeavour to do. But with regards to budget constraints, I think it is a factual, and unfortunately it's something all departments suffer from. As you would be aware, we don't always get what we need or what we require. However, the going forward in the MTF cycle going forward, we've actually considered as a department to prioritize the budget for the GDYC, Chief Directorate, which is part of a sub-program under Program 1, but as opposed to providing just a sub-program allocation to perhaps explore the possibility of a percentage of the entire department allocation and see how that can work out. So we do acknowledge the budget constraints, and we have discussing various mechanisms to address this constraint with regard to the GDYC Chief Director's budget. The issue of the situational analysis, that was done with regard to doing an environmental scan that fed into the actual development of the disability and ICT strategy. It was established that went through a consultative process and a lot of extensive research and so forth, and situational analysis that members are referring to with regard to the outcomes and was it implemented. Situational analysis was done so as to inform the development of the actual disability strategy. I think the concern is noted with regards to ICT review process, the IT policy review process in parallel to the launching of the disability ICT strategy. However, I think members are probably aware that the department is undergoing a full ICT policy review, which covers all aspects of the ICT sector, that's from your broadcasting, telecoms, postal, and so forth. And in so doing, the department is currently considering the review of the ICT policy towards the green paper, taking into consideration all issues related to disability, gender, youth, and children. So specifically, issues of disabilities will be fully catered for in the ICT policy review that is currently taking place. However, in parallel, the disability strategy, which has gone through extensive stakeholder consultation, is planned for launch in November this year. So that way, we do acknowledge that the time frame that one looks at from the time it was approved by top management to the point it is at now, it is quite a lengthy time frame. However, it was approved by the executive authority at the time, the then executive authority, the Minister of the Department of Communication. However, it has been further refined and further concretized and prioritized, and therefore ETSB is now sent for a final sign-off and launch, which is scheduled in November 2011. However, albeit that it's sorry, 2012, albeit it is launching in November 2012, relevant aspects or specific aspects of the strategy are currently being implemented in parallel, and this is the thing that we could touch on, what are the elements that we are implementing in parallel, although the strategy is only set to be launched in November 2012. I think if I could just hand over perhaps to make it to cover whatever other questions he can, and then obviously in Kulisa as well, and then we'll take it as we go along.
Thank you, Farhad. Madam Chair, I think Farhad has covered the critical questions, especially the ones that relate to statistics. I think we can provide the committee with up-to-date and accurate statistics that they have requested. But maybe just to respond to the 2% target of persons with disabilities, out of the 341 employees in the department, six are people with disability, which brings us very close to the 2% target. And one of them is the chief director for GDYC, which is General Disability Youth and Children, which would be at chief director level. My comment would on the issue that members have raised that we're speaking of 2003, 2005, it's 2012. If members would recall, I requested that can we narrate all that history to display the department commitment to processes that speak to addressing issues of persons with disabilities within the ICT sector. So it's not that we didn't have anything new per se to indicate to the committee, but we just wanted to paint a picture of where we're coming from as the department and the role that we've tried to play nationally and internationally to ensure that the barriers towards addressing issues of disabilities are minimized. Like I indicated, the wording in the convention, we played a very central role, and we also view that that clarity of the document internationally would increases the chances of it being effectively implemented if it's easy to understand and it's clear in terms of what are the expectations. The issue of political buy-in at different states, it would be a different matter, Madam Chair, but we just want to highlight that we have valued our participation at such a level because we believe it would assist in terms of the implementation or the mainstreaming of disability at different levels. I think, Madam Chair, the issues of subtitling, maybe sometimes the text being too small, and that may be the highlighting of subtitling in BDM does not necessarily address all issues of disability. Yes, Madam Chair, the issues of subtitling would respond to a particular form of disability, and we are under no illusion that that would address all the needs of the disability sector. But we recognize that having that technology that can enable that as a positive step towards ensuring access to information by persons with disabilities. So by way of the fund, I think, Madam Chair, we could note that and then raise it with SAPD when that technology is being implemented to also consider how readable is the subtitling. And the copy of the current strategy, Madam Chair, we will provide the committee with the soft copy. There was a comment also that why things should be low cost for persons with disabilities. We're not necessarily saying that whatever that is being soft or procured for persons with disabilities should be low cost. But you would understand that economies of scale sometimes influence the price or the retail price. and the demand of assistive devices will not be similar to those of the general population, which in some cases then makes those devices to be more expensive. But what we are trying to lobby for is within the issue of the universal design that all the issues of disability should be integrated. Because you will see most of the smartphones are not starting to have voice recognition, which is a feature that even the people without disability can utilize for efficiency and ease of use. But we just want the features to be accessible to all, irrespective of the disability. So that means from the conception onwards, the issues of disability should have been considered. So that brings down the cost to access to those devices by persons with disabilities, because they would not have to get a specialized device, if I may put it like that. So that's what we're striving for, that the devices should have or should be should provide for that functionality, even if it's a general device. The question that related to PEN, South African Language Board, I don't think we'll be able, Madam Chair, to respond to that question, as we do not have any oversight to PEN South. The issue of the outcomes of the study, I think we have indicated that we have infused the findings in the strategy. And also in terms of the USASA, which centers are accessible, we will provide that information. And we can even go to an extent, Madam Chair, of maybe even facilitating some of the site visits by interested committee members to verify the accessibility of those centers. Follow-up on the Northern Cape seminar. Again, most of these engagements that we've held, really most of them have found expression in the strategy. So our follow-up mechanism, we are hoping that it would be part of the monitoring of the implementation of the strategy, because what we're doing or what is put in the strategy has been influenced by all these engagements that we've held with different sectors in our society. And in terms of the ICT policy review versus the strategy, I think Farad has responded to that. But I also think that, Madam Chair, it's an opportunity, because we're very clear now in terms of the strategy what issues we want prioritized. So it's a window of opportunity for us to ensure that when the policies are being reviewed, they are inclusive of those issues that have been prioritized in the strategy. I would leave the other questions to my colleagues, and I would also chip in if maybe I have left something out, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Excuse me? The department focuses on the whole holistic approach to maintaining disability in all programs to ensure all access for all people and all groups in all areas. All consultative meetings when we consulted on the strategy implementation, we included all provinces to make sure all user groups have input on the document. Sign language is one of the areas that we raised
from this when we developed the strategy. We incorporated a number of talents to ensure access to all user groups, including deaf people, all people, and deafblind people, especially including a service as well, an ongoing program of including testing with disabilities as well as deaf people. Testing with, I also met with SABC, I was part of the meeting. And what happened on the implementation? We have captured a number of areas that will prioritize to make sure all priority groups are made aware of intervention in the department meetings. Like captioning, subtitles, these are part of the discussions we had before the minister. That is to be finalized and implemented. We hope once this has a signature of the minister, all programs will be implemented as soon as possible. Another important area. The department also prepared the convention of raising awareness around convention within ICT sector. All our top management received copies of the convention as well. All our top management, also the SOEs, including SOEs, they received the copy of the convention. We organized consultative workshops with the SOEs so that they understand the expectation of the convention. So that when we begin implementing, all of us are on an equal footing and understanding and consultation of consultation. When we also met them, we also asked top management to present for the IT SOEs so that they can understand what we expect from them. I think Mr. Novo has explained about the internet areas, has covered with us in terms of the structure. Because the department began employment of senior persons in 2016 as chief director level. At the time, the department was the first department to have a chief director person at the disability person at the higher level. We had a deputy director, I'm a deputy director, and in the disability unit. We have two other admin staff with disabilities. All together we are staff with disability in the staff. That is the number we can provide at the moment. On the submission of the UN report, we were the first department to coordinate ICT sectors in to make sure all ICT sectors are part of the submission to the UN. Even if today our chief director is part of the delegation and our deputy minister is part of the delegation to the UN to submit the UN report on progress in implementation of the convention. I was also part of the delegate in South Africa, and South Africa was nominated to be combined for the implementation of a project. On the training, the third number will be provided, but most training programs have been developed and implemented by our training partner, NEMISA. We train people with disabilities on various programs of broadcasting, electronic access, and other programs as well, including the Internet Accessibility Program. The area of Sanamuj is still a burning issue, so we are still working with partners on how we can first address the areas of Sanamuj within the implementation of the strategy. But the strategy provides a clear and better way on how the department can take with the meaning of the government for going forward.
still checking
on
the institutional mechanization of disability across ICT sector? Because DOC is not dealing with the issues within isolation. We work with SEPMA, our SOEs, and disabled people organizations. But the most important area is the ICT sector, understanding of expectations for outlining the convention. The first thing, we also start include input on disability framework within the national framework, within policy framework, to make sure all ICT form part of the disability policy framework, to ensure that the variables can be measured. I thank you.
Thanks, Nkisa. I think we should cover some of the interventions that are being implemented stemming from the strategy, albeit it's waiting the final launch, after which we'll follow up with the full implementation. Just to touch on the issue of the department targeting rural areas, I think this is being done currently through USASA and the Universal Service and Access mandate of theirs, as well as the strategy itself has a serious rural bias. And through the SOEs, once we go into full implementation, it will most definitely prioritize rural areas. Anyway, the department does not have a regional office or rural or provincial concurrent. Therefore, we are highly reliant on the state-owned enterprises when it comes to implementation in rural areas and in provinces per se. I think we've tried to cover most of it. However, once again, it's appeal to the committee, the Honourable Chairperson, if we could be allowed to come back to you with regards to the actual statistics and figures that have been requested. I think you would have known that we haven't provided that yet, but we'd rather provide you with accurate and latest figures as opposed to provide you with guesstimates at this point in time.
Thank you very much. I'm trying now from members as to whether you covered all their questions, but I was also interested in hearing from yourself as to these six persons with disabilities, where are they stationed, which areas are they located in as a response to the other outstanding points, Honorable Samuel?
Only one tree. I think right at the beginning, right at the beginning, I heard somebody saying that there is an acting chief director. I'd like to know if it is acting chief director, why is it still acting? What happened to the previous director, or why can this one not be appointed permanently? Thank you.
Thank you. As I mentioned before, we have the chief director for GYC, a permanent staffer, but today she's not available. She's attending a convention in New York. She's one of the delegates in the convention. Today we have an acting director who's representing our chief director because she's not available today. And the location of staff, we have three staff within the GDYC, myself, I'm at the Disability Directorate, and the Chief Directorate is the head of GYC. And the two staff are at Communications, one staff at Ministry. I hope I answered your question.
Thank you very much for your presentation. When you read all this or listen to all the presentations, it's actually very encouraging and it gives a hope.
But, you know, most of the time, we always have these things, you know, on paper in black and white. Without actually realizing, you know, the actuality, whether they happen or not. But let me thank you for the presentation, and I hope that you have all the, you know, information that you are going to be able to send in to us in writing, the copies of the substance that was requested, the stats with regards to the specifics, you know, of where these are. As you all know that our role is to exercise oversight. And this is the information that you give us actually help us to do that. I think if you could really provide us with those copies and all the other information that you said you don't have it at your disposal, the committee. Thank you very much, and you are released from prison.
Ms. Benvin, do you have a question, Madam Chair? Madam Chair, what is the time frame you're giving us?
That's a good question. 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't want to detain you. I don't want to detain you for long. I think our meeting is adjourned. We can now release the department and the portfolio committee can remain behind so that we continue on the report, our report, and to dispose of it today. As I said, you know, earlier that this report has been in circulation for, I think it's more than 3 months. I said 2 months, but it's more than 3 months. And I'm sure by now, really, we should be having comments, corrections, additions, so that we are really able to dispose of this report. If we don't have comments and want, I will see by show of hand whereby we are going to be adopting this report. Are you with me, members? Okay.
a lighter note to share with you. The researcher was just showing me what the minister Nathi Chetwa, you know, from the South African police, said as he was addressing the police.